Are you standing or small table cushions? One or the other. Stick that in somewhere. If you can find room, you can put it there. Turn the page around. You have to read it for me. Okay. Okay, after a little break for Yom Tov, we're getting back to some of our sugyas from before Yom Tov. The sugyas in the second back of my second about Zohar, about different issues of kashrus, particularly related to non-Jewish produced foods. Tonight's topic is the sugya of gvina sakum, of cheese that was, I'm afraid to even use the word produced or owned. We'll see maybe in Machoikis as we go on how exactly one defines it. But definitely there is a halacha called Gvinas Akum that appears already in the Mishnah, prohibition against non-Jewish cheese. And the question is, what is this all about? So at first glance, we would think that this is related to one of the Yisurim that we spoke about a few weeks ago. But before Pesach, we spoke about the Yisur of Cholav Akum, the fact that in the days of the Mishnah, they offered any milk that was milked by a non-Jew without a Jew supervising it. For the reason being, they were afraid that some of the milk that may have got mixed up, maybe a little bit of trace milk. Maybe the guy ran short a little bit of cow's milk, so he threw in a little bit of chazah's milk just to sell it to the Jew. So that was a mishnah derabanan. We explained at the time why it's not really a chashash deraisa. So that was a din that appears in the Mishnah, the institution of Chol Yisrael. But again, with all the questions whether that really applies to Zman HaZeh in America or not. So at first glance, one would think that the Yisur Gvinas Akum is just a continuation of that assistance. We know that cheese comes from milk, so if the Cholav Akum is also some of the Gvinas Akum should be also for the same reason. Maybe there's a fear that a little bit of the milk inside the cheese is trefa milk. So that already the Gemara addressed, then says that is not really true, based on something that we also touched on a couple of weeks ago, that there is a Netzios. The reality is that at least concerning the types of milk that were prevalent in the days of Chazal, it was only the kosher milk, only the milk from the kosher animals, were able to turn into cheese. Again, I'm not an expert in the cheese-making field, but there's something to do with the fat content of the milk or something, that only certain types of milk can become cheese. Other types of milk will not physically turn into cheese. So it happened to have been that the milk of Chazar and the milk of camels, all the prevalent traits of milk in the days of Chazal, were not shaykh to turn into cheese altogether. So the Gemara already realizes this, and the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that as strange as it may sound, that although Cholav Akum is also, Gvinas Akum should really be mutter, because from the fact that it's cheese, Ein Lechol Chacha Gadol, that's the greatest proof that it's Akum comes from a cow, that it comes from a goat, that it comes from a sheep. So comes the Gemara and says that, yeah, in Achinami, the Pashtus is that Cholav Akum is usher, and Gvinas Akum really should have been mutter. But the Mishnah says that Gvinas Akum is in fact usher, so why should that be so? So to such an extent, this is so problematic to understand why in the world Chazal asked Gvinas Akum, that there was one day in the Gemara that said that the Isra Gvinas Akum was not really kashrus oriented, but was more of an issue in terms of sakana. We know that there's a din that we've talked about a little bit in the past of Givoy, that the Chamin prohibited drinking any liquids that were left unattended, that were left exposed, because of the fear that maybe a snake may have drank from it and may have left a little bit of poison inside it. And there's a chashash sakana. So the Chachamim said, even though it's somewhat of a far-fetched chashash, ava bichem chamir sakanta misura, and the Chachamim made an isser across the board of drinking wine and water, anything, nothing to do with kashrus, just because of sakana stafashos. That's the isser of giloy. So the Gemara suggests, according to one opinion, that that's why Chazal asked the cheese also. That in terms of the kashrus of the milk, we're not really concerned with the kashrus of the milk, but we're concerned about the sakana aspect of the milk. So you may have had kosher milk, but it may have had a little bit of the poison of the snakes, and it's turning into cheese, and you're going to get poison baiting the cheese, The Goyim weren't so careful about this. Their standards in terms of Sakana weren't as high as our standards of Sakana. That's one day in the Gemara that actually says that the reason why they asked the Gemara is nothing to do with Kashrus, but it's related to Sakana. If that would be true, then we could potentially raise the question, maybe the whole list doesn't apply to Bizman Azeh, because we know that we assume La Lacha that Gilui does not apply. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that you're allowed to drink a cup of water that was left not watched, because we assume that the Baruch Hashem, there aren't so many snakes around. So since Bizman Azeh, we're not careful about Maya Megulim anymore. We're making all the liquids that are left unattended. So if you put two and two together, maybe we could do away with the whole list of cheese altogether. That possibility would only be true if the only issue involved in Gvinas Akum was the issue of Gilui. But that was a Das Yachid. That was only one day in the Gemara. As we're going to see, that the more accepted reasons in the Rishonim were, in fact, Kashrus considerations. But the question is, what possible Kashrus consideration can it be if it's not an issue of Chol of Akum per se? So comes the Rambam and quotes the day of the Gemara. I put it in the Rambam because the Rambam spells it out. The Gemara is in the middle of a shock of a tire, so it's hard to extract exactly what the Gemara was conclusion was. But the Rambam spells it out in the first of the Rambam. Kamos. So the Rambam first introduces to us that physical mitzvah, that cholabei matemera eino nikva ve'omik cholav atahora, that non-kosher milk will not coagulate, will not turn into becoming cheese. Like kosher milk, from this ariv cholav temer v'cholav behema tahora, if you try to turn it into cheese, yamar cholav atahora, so the kosher milk will turn into cheese, v'yeitze cholav atemer in a kumshel gvina, whereas the tray for milk will just go off with the water, will go off with the liquid, with the whey, it won't become the cheese itself. So therefore, says the Rambam Halachi Gimel, Mipnei Zeh, Yitin Hadin, the Halacha really should have been, Shekol Cholav HaNimtza B'Yad Akob Aser, that any time a guy gives you a cup of milk, that should be a problem. Shema Irebo Cholav HaHema Tameya, because of the fear of treif and milk. Ugvinas HaAkob Uteres, and all Goyish HaCheez should have been Mutter, She'en Cholav HaHema Tameya Mizgabin, because of the fact that it can't turn into cheese. Aval, says the Rambam, B'meichach Me'mishnah, Gozer Ugvinas HaAkob V'Aser. Nevertheless, the Chachamim in the Mishnah prohibited Gvina Sakam. It's interesting because if you look in the Mishnah itself, and the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah tells us that Gvina Sakam is also, the Mishnah doesn't say the reason. And the Gemara says that the Tanoim were nervous to tell us what the reason is, because they were afraid people were going to be Mazalzel in the Gezerah. People were going to say, "Gah, come on, why do they ask for it for this funny reason? We're not going to keep it." Therefore, the Gemara says that for a whole year, they didn't tell anyone why they asked for it. They got up one day, ordered a bun of announce and shul, all Goyish HaCheez is treif, and the Baal Batim asked, "Why?" Mum's the word, we're not going to explain. First, get into everyone's blood that the Gvina Sakam is also. Then the Gemara says a year later, then they started to tell everybody what the reason was. And then Yad HaMachoikis. Okay, everyone forgot what the reason was. But Yad, then a year later, they're trying to figure out what the reason was. But for the first year, they kept it hush up. So what is the reason? So the Rambam's telling you what, at least the day that he's possibly like, the reason why they asked it was as follows. Also, the or keva shal shchitasan shehina veila, that they used to produce the cheese. They would put the milk into the stomach of an animal, and the stomach of the animals that the goyim were dealing with were nevelas. They were animals that were killed by the goyim, so they were beside nevela. So now you're having the milk sitting inside the stomach, so it's mixing with the rennet of the animal, and that's what's eventually going to turn the milk into cheese. So that's a problem of macholas asuros, because you're having a belia, you're having some time of the isra of nevela, which is getting into the cheese. That's the reason why it's also, the Rambam says. We'll skip a little bit. We're going to go back to the second half of the Rambam a little bit later. Comes the Rambam in Halacha Yadalad. If this is the case, that the whole issa for the cheese is because of this problem of the or cavus nevela, that it's being mixed in the stomach, it's being coagulated in the stomach of the animals. So says the Rambam in Halacha Yadalad, Gavina shemamidin asa akom va'asavim obim me'peiras v'yon srafa te'enim v'arein ikarim v'gavina. The Rambam already tells us in the Middle Ages there were two different ways to make cheese. Sometimes they would use the old style, they would use the rennet, they would use the animal products to make the cheese, and sometimes they came up with other ways of making cheese. They found other types of materials which accomplished the same thing, different types of herbs, different types of juices. So says the Rambam, what if a guy brings you cheese and you know for a fact that the cheese was made not with the animal product, it was clearly made with the kosher ingredients? And how do you know? It's in the Nikon Begvini, you can see the juice, you can see the fruit, you can see the peels, you can tell, it was obvious what type of cheese it was. So, holu mikta sega onim, shiyasura, afapichain, even though logically we should have been mopping this cheese, because what's the fear? The chol of akum part is not a problem altogether. The giloi, we're not chesh for giloi anymore. In terms of the bliya of davra also, there is no davra also here, so it should have been mutter. So comes the rabbi and says, no, there was some of the ga'onim asad it anyway. Shekhar gozu al kol gavina sa'akum, Bein shem yidu b'davar aser. Bein shem yidu b'davar muter. Gezeira mishum shem aminin asa b'davar aser. Says the Rambam, in effect, two words, lo plug, that the Chachamim, when they asked Gevinas Akam in the Mishnah, didn't give us any distinctions. Didn't say that for medvam amurim that it's also that's only if you're using the rennet, but if you're using the fruit juices, so it's mutter. Even though logically they should have made that distinction, but they didn't. So we find in many other gezeiros there are abundant the principle of lo plug. So the Rambam says mistama gevinas akam was also an example of lo plug, and because it makes sense there should be such a lo plug, because there are places, even at Hayom Hazeh, there are places that still use animal products. So this is the Pesach of the Rambam that's quoting the Mikta Sagaonim, even though he presents it as Mikta Sagaonim, implication being that other Gaonim may disagree with this, but the Rambam doesn't quote them. The Rambam is assuming that this is in fact a problem. So not everybody agrees to the Rambam. In the second of the Mar Mekomis, so Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in Tosfos Masechet Avodah Zarah, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Ki Achshav Lo Matzinu Tam Toshet Le'Issa Begvinas Ovi Kechavim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we can't really find a reason to ask the cheese of Goyim. Why? The Hatama Isur Mishum Nikar. So the first thing Rabbeinu Tam happens to side with was that one day in the Gemara that that's Yachid, that the reason why cheese was also, even in the days of Chazal, was because of the issue of Nikar. Nikar meaning the Giloi, the Chashasha, the snakes. So Rabbeinu Tam tries to show you that that's the real reason, that all the other reasons that appear in the Gemara that the Rambam is quoting, the other Rishonim are quoting, were not the correct reason. The Emes Emes, the reason was Mishum Giloi. And then Rabbeinu Tam goes on, we'll skip this for the next 15 lines or so. Rabbeinu Tam tries to show you, well, that's the real reason. And since that reason doesn't apply, then Lechor, everything should be Mutter. Then, skipping down to 3 lines from the bottom of the Tesis, 3 lines from the bottom of the second of the Mamakamos. Vegan b'harbe mekomos yesha ochel mosam, says Rabbeinu Tam, not only am I theoretically coming to be matur it, but there are places that are Jewish communities that are eating the non-Jewish cheeses, and the reason that they're giving is if they shemamidin osam deprachim, that those places that wanted to be matur the non-Jewish cheese were not willing to follow Rabbeinu Tam's rationale to be matur, namely it's mutter because the whole fear is gili and gili doesn't apply. No. The Rambam's right, that the real reason for offering the cheese was because of the or, cavus nevela, because of the rennet, because of the non-kosher animal product that's being used in the preparation of the cheese. But afa b'chein, there are many places that were mafter. Why? Because in those communities, they weren't using animal products. They weren't using the rennet. They were using prochen. They were using the herbs. They were using the flowers, whatever other things they were using. And says, Rabbeinu Tam, v'gam ga'onu narvona hitiru sabim kamon. The ga'onim of Narvona. Narvona was a place in Provence, in southern France. Ramesha Adarshan, Rashi calls him Chumash all the time. He was one of the Gaoni Narvona. So these Gaonim from Narvona permitted in Halacha L'Maisa to eat the non-Jewish cheeses. What we would call non-kosher today. But the Gaoni Narvona held with the non-Jewish cheeses was Hetta Gamor. Mitam Shemamid was some Prachim. Because the whole reason the Yissa was Or Kavis Nevela doesn't exist in those places, therefore it's Mutta. So in effect, these Gaonim are the opposite of the Mikvas Gaonim that the Rambam was quoting. The Rambam quoted that half the Gaonim said that the non-Jewish cheeses are usher even in places where the fear of Or Kavis Nevela doesn't exist, I'll flow plug, and the Gaonim Navona disagreed. So the bottom line is the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, that Tosfos is presenting two possible Svaras to be Mater just across the board, all non-Jewish cheeses with Manazet, either because of Rabbeinu Tam is right that the whole reason for the Yisr was only out Gili, and Gili doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, or even if the Rambam's right that the reason is because of the Rennet doesn't apply in those places where the Rennet is not prevalent, which may not necessarily be true Bizman Hazeh, but at least in those places where they weren't using Rennet at all, or at least they weren't using the animal Rennet, so that's not considered to be a problem. Those are the two Svaras that Tosfos suggests, and the Rambam ignored both of them. The Rambam held Gili is not the reason, and the Rambam held the real reason is Ma'amidin Osam B'Orkevus Nevela, and even if you live in a place where there is no Orkevus Nevela, it's still going to be a problem out slow plug. There is a basic problem with this Isser of Orkevus Nevela, which seems to be the prevalent reason, seems to be that most of the Rishonim did accept this idea that the real reason for the Isser of Gvinas Achim is because of the non-kosher ingredient that's being used, namely the part of the stomach of the non-kosher animal, which is raised by the Ram, the third of the Mamakamas. Comes around the Hiksha of Yosef Alevizal. He asked the question, the name of Rabbi Yosef Alevizal was the Rimagash. So just in terms of historically, the Rimagash was the Rambam's father's Rebbe. So a lot of the things that the Rambam had was from his Surah, from his father, who in turn got it from the Rimagash. So when you see something from the Rimagash was a Talmud of the Rif. So anything you see from the Rima Gash, you know that it's coming from that school of thought, that's coming from that period of Rishon and the Rif and the Rambam. So the Hikshah Rabbi Yosef and Levi Zal, Lamalon Lameim Ibnation Ram Midan Osaba or Kevas Nevela. Why did the Gemara have to say that the reason why it's Asr because of non-kosher ingredient was because the Goyim were using their non-kosher animals? Namely, they had a cow, and they shot the cow, and then they used the stomach in order to be mamed the cheese, and stick the cheese inside the stomach for it to coagulate to turn into cheese. Why did the Gemara have to pick on Or Kevas Nevela? Afiluk Sheira Nami Litzar Mishim Basa B'Cholof. Even if it would be Jewish cheese, it should be a problem. Namely, how are the Jews producing the cheese? So rather than using the rennet of a nevela, they were using the rennet of a kosher animal. So it comes in Rima Gash and says, to the best of my knowledge, that should also be a kosher problem. That means a manashach. If you're afraid that there's somehow some nesinas tam, that there's something which is coming out of this rennet, something coming out of this this lining of the animal stomach, which is producing the cheese, so that's tracing up the cheese. So if that's true, but or kevas nevela, even if it's or kevas shchut, it should be the same problem. It should be a problem of basa b'cholav. And the Gemara doesn't say that. That's kasha number one of the Rimagash. And second, the kasha of the Rimagash is v'su, heichi mitzara b'choldehu. How can you honestly tell me that we're going to ask the cheese which was sitting in the stomach, in the lining of the stomach of the tracer animal, the nevela animal, l'tamek sela? Why don't we have somebody taste the cheese and see, can we honestly taste that little drop of the sign of veil in it or not? Have a non-Jew taste it. Kfeil is the term that the Gemara uses in Masechus Chulin. Have the non-Jewish chef, have the non-Jewish expert come and taste it and see, does it taste like the sign of veil or not? So levi b'nosin tam. And let us apply the regular rules of nosin tam. We know this halach, we've spoken about this in the past, if I have a pot of kosher food and a little bit of treif of food falls in it, so the Gemara says that you should ask a guy to come and taste it. Then the Gemara says, if you can't find a guy, then you go baso shishim. Shishim is usually that number that corresponds to the fact that there's probably not going to be a taste. But for sure you do the taste test. As matter of that, we don't do the taste test for a variety of reasons. But in the days of the Gemara, they used to do the taste test. So comes the Magash and says, why the Chazal ask all cheese of goyim? I should go to the store, I'll buy my cheese, I'll give it to my goyish neighbor, and he has to do me a favor, taste it. Do you taste beside nevela in it? So I don't know, my stomach, the answer is no. So here you have this delicious piece of Kraft cheese, which doesn't taste like the sound of air, doesn't taste like the inside lining of a stomach of an animal. So comes the Rima Gash and says, why should we ask it? What possibly could be wrong? It should be bottle b'shisha, bottle b'alef. So these are the two kashas of the Rima Gash. It's really like a mamashal question. Namely, if you're afraid of the tam, so that we should ask for it, dein debas b'cholov, dein mishum nevel. So why did the Gemara pick on dafka or kevas nevel? The Gemara should have just as easily asked it in or kevas chuta. And to make the question even worse, says the Rima Gash, is that pashas, everything should be mutter, because there really is no nesinas tam. So either everything's mutter, everything's aser, but to have the split to say that if it's in a kosher animal, then it's okay, or if it's made in a trace animal, then it's a problem, the Rima Gash says he doesn't understand. So comes the Rima Gash, he gives the following yisay. You know, we say, like they say in yeshivas, it's a joke, you have one kasha, it's a kasha. You have two kashas, so then it's a teretz. You have three kashas, then it's a yisayid. And you have four kashas, then it's a shir kloli. So the Rima Gash is also giving a shir kloli, saying he has two bomb kashas. He says, here's the teretz, the nichalei. Im yishum basa b'cholav, lo mitzvah ela b'naisin tam. Says the Rima Gash, he's going to turn the second kasha and turn it into the teretz. Namely, inachinami, you cannot offer milk that's sitting in the lining of a kosher animal stomach, because it's not going to be nesinas tam. We all know that cheese does not taste like meat, even if the cheese was prepared inside the stomach of an animal. Kiddush Nabi Masechet Chulin said Amamid Be'or Kevim Yeshu Benosin Tam Asura, etc. It means you can't answer if there's no nesinas tam. So Hadakush L'Duchta Im Kain, why are we asking it Mishum Nevela? Why do you say the shtickle Nevela should be bottled also? Says the Rima Gash has the story. Mishum Kevas Nevela Nesra B'Kol Shehu the Kevan the Okmi Kamokim Lo batil, says the Rima Gash, what's called the phrase Dover Hama'amid. Since this rennet, this material, this non-kosher ingredient coming from the inside of the lining of the stomach of the non-kosher animal, it's not just like I'm cooking a pot of potato soup and a drop of chazal falls in and I say, yeah, chazal's not here, it's bottle b'shishim. No, that rennet is what made it into cheese. If it wouldn't have been for that oil cave, it's available, you'd have a pot of sour milk in front of you. So you took the treif ingredient, and that gufa was used to turn it into cheese. That's called a davar ma'amid in a bottle. The whole principle of bittul means that a little negligible drop falls in, so we can close it out and say, yeah, shmeth, less than shishim, no one can taste it, can't see it, no one knows it's there, finish its bottle. But if that's what's carrying the day, that's what's letting you sell this product on the market, that's what's turning it into cheese, that's a davar ma'amid is in a bottle. So comes the Rimagash and says that since the davar ma'amid, then you're up the creek. But when it comes to creating an isser of basa b'cholav, davar ma'amid is not going to help. Why? There's the yisayin in uchas basa b'cholav that in order for it to become basa b'cholav, it's like derech bishul asa tari. You have to have tam. The only way something can be called basa b'cholav is if it tastes like basa and it tastes like cholav. That's it. Davar ma'amid is irrelevant in the creation of the isser of basa b'cholav. But here, if you're dealing with Arkevas Nevela, so the Issa's here already. So now we want to know, we know that you're not allowed to eat the stomach of the non-kosher animal, the animal that was Nevela. We want to know whether that Issa carries over into the cheese. So the answer is, yeah, it does. Since the Issa already exists by itself, and now we want to declare the Issa is bottle. Sorry, you can't declare bittle. So I have in a bottle. Something that's chosher that creates the process of cheese making is in a bottle. But when it comes to Basta B'cholav, that's meaningless. Because by Basta B'cholav, Kozma and the Tachlas, Sadvan, the Metzias is, there's no Tam Basta, no Tam Cholav, so that's Hefta Gomer. Only when there's Tam, only Derech Bishul Asra Torah. So in effect, what the Rimagash did for us was he really solved both problems. He was bothered with the kasha, it's bottle, the answer is it's not bottle because it's a davar ma'amid. So the second kasha was, so it should be also eaten by Basta B'cholav. No, Basta B'cholav is the exception to the rule. So the Rambam quotes the Rimagash, Ramash verbatim. If you go back to the halacha Yigimel, that when we started reading those three Rambams, so we cut off in the middle of the second one, now let's go back. So comes the Rambam where we left off in Toma, in the middle of halacha Yigimel. The first thing Rabbi Kamos Bala or a came with a cut the new ad ma'o the chol of Sha'amadbo, the lama lay vata b'miyut. Don't the Rimagash, I guess we heard the kasha from, he heard it from his father, heard it from his father's rabbi, from this is the Rimagash's kasha. So the answer is exactly what the Rimagash says, it's nei shiru ad ma'am and agvina, the whole of Dabra also, who shahem it are called also kiroshi is baya, the Dabra ma'am it is a no botel. So this is the whole approach of the Rimagash and the Rambam, that the Isser of Gavinas Akam is predicated on the fact that Davar Maimon is in a bottle. However, other Rishonim had an entirely different approach to this problem. Take a look back to the Ran. We skip back down to the Ran, about six lines up from the bottom, of Al HaRavid Dal Kosov. The Ravid was also bothered with this kasha, the Rimagash and the Rambam. Says the Ravid a whole different Yisoid. The Balav Hochi Loav Lidim Barbano Saint Tam. The Rimagash's kasha that the Arkevus Nevela should be Botel because the Tam it's Botel B'Shishim. Says the Ravid, the Bechol Dover Shall Ovdei Kechavim Lo Holchu B'Chachavim Acha No Saint Tam. The Ein Atim Nosam L'Kfeila. Says the Ravid, we're not going to rely on any coolers of No Saint Tam in this area. Why not? When it comes to assuming the Raisa, we rely on No Saint Tam. If it's less than No Saint Tam, it's Mutter. Says the Ravid, for the following reason. And I came in the Shchiach Butaima, Osun Asan La'olam. That since, in theory, we could ask for the cheese, it may be Babu Mashisha, maybe not, we really could test it, but since there's a possibility that's going to be also, we're not going to be making. Why? Says the Ravid, because the Chacham had something else in mind. Now, we're looking at the Isser of cheese, and we think that it's purely Machol Sasuras oriented, that the Chacham had a real fear of Besar Nevela, or Kavis Nevela. Says the Ravid, that was klap yichut. That's what we should tell the people. But you know what why the Chacham wanted to ask the cheese? Kedei shelo yifritu. That they wanted us to stay away from the goyish of food. This goes back to everything we've been talking about this year. They asked at Bishalakam, and they asked at Pasakam, and they asked at Stam Yedim, they asked at so many things. You know why? Because the Chachamim wanted to get to the point where you can't go to a goy's house to eat dinner. That's the bottom line. That the goy's going to prepare the kosher food, the goy's going to bring you a beautiful pizza. What could be wrong with it? Everything's kosher. The bread's kosher. The tomato sauce is kosher. Everything's kosher. No, I can't eat it because the bread is pasachem and the cheese is gvinasachem. Either goes to tell you, hold on, this, no, it's not really a problem because it's bottle b'shisha. We don't want to hear stories. We don't want to hear lumdus in these yisurim. When you're learning a second parakum, a second zevah zarah, that's not the time for lumdus. When you learn tasmicha, you learn chelakawa, if you learn masechet chulun, the seventh and eighth parakum, that's when you talk about the lumdus of bittul b'shishim, nice and tam. When it comes to masechet zevah zarah, comes the rabbi and says, we're not interested, is it technically us, it technically is mutter, We want it to be asa. That's the bottom line. The Chama pulling this one over us and saying, we want to asa gvina kshala yifritzu behem. We don't want to have anything to do with eating together with non-Jews. We can call it an isser of davar amamid. We call it an isser of basa b'chol. We'll call it whatever we want. But in terms of what's our real incentive, shala yifritzu behem. This is what you say that the Ravid says. And says the Ravid, I'll prove to you from the Gemara that this is true. Says the Ravid, shara lamandi am neshim achalikin paneh b'shum and chazir. There's a one day in the Gemara that we didn't even address, but there's one day in the Gemara that says that, you know what, Gvina Sakam is also nothing to do with the milk and nothing to do with the snakes and nothing to do with the rennet. Because they used to have the practice in the days of the Gemara, they would smear on the cheese, they would spill some fat, they would smear some oil, some fat onto the cheese to make it look a little smoother, a little nicer. And what did they use? They would use the lard, they would use the pig's fat. That's where they offered it. So comes the Ravid and says, according to that day in the Gemara, how much pig's fat did they use? The stomach was bottled the shishim. So suddenly the Ravid and says, even though in terms of hukas machol sasuras, taka should have been mutter, there's one day and says, no, they offered it. You know why? Because they had it in for Gvinas Akam. They didn't want the Jews to be eating Gvinas Akam. I'll stay it away. I'll rechuk. And the kashrus reasons were the reasons that we're trying to, explain. We're trying to give a little bit of kashrus reasons to it. But the real honest and good reason was for other things. Then the Ravid goes to quote all the other things that we spent the whole year on. Mechem b'shemesh, alavik yichavim, l'man zonaz, l'ivasan, shakel ha-masur. Remember, there was one day that offered oil of goyim because the Gemara said, because they used to prepare the oil in the nine kosher pots. So the Ravid says, yeah, it wasn't really true. It was really b'tel b'shishim. Doesn't matter. V'chein korchal chilsis, all kind of other types of vegetables that the goyim were cutting with their knives. Everything is alma b'chol b'vash avikicham in hochabem achen oisin tam. But we don't want to have any coolers whatsoever in the sechas of Arizona, in the second parak, because you want it to serve the purpose of creating that barrier, that social barrier between the Jews and the non-Jews. So basically we have two totally different approaches in the Rishonim to explain halacha l'maaseh. What is this issur all about? The fact that we basically paskin against Rabbeinu Tam. We basically paskin that the real reason for the issur gvina sakam was because of the arkevus nevela. And again, even though we could be that we paskin like the Rambam that it applies below plug, that's a question whether they do or not. But even on Yechad, that's true. But we still have to understand what was the original issur. What did they want from the arkevus nevela? So according to the Rimagash and the Rambam, there was a real issur. The issur was davar mamin in a bottle. And according to the Rambam, no, there was no real issur. There was all charade. The real reason for the issur was shelo yifritzu behem. And since it was nice to plug into it a little bit of machol sasuras, so they did that as well. So halacha l'maaseh, how do we paskin in terms of Gvina Sakam? What is the reason and how does it play out as manazeh? So comes on the second and the back page of the Manakamos. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in Manakam number 4. Gvina sa'av de kichavim osrum v'pnei shemamidin osa ba'or keva shchitasam shein nevela. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any of the stories with the snakes, and doesn't quote any of the stories of the Shuman Chazir, he doesn't quote the Chol of Yisrael, he quotes the reason is, because Oy Kevas Nevela, but then the Shulchan Aruch comes and takes a stand, and says, Va'afilu hamidu ba'asavim asura, even if you went ahead and prepared it without rennet, you used the herbs, the grass, the flowers, or juices, or anything, aloy plug. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam's Gaonim, against the Navona Gaonim, not a surprise. Yeah, the Sfadi Gaonim against the Ashkenazi Gaonim, in effect. So the Chachmi Provans, according to the Shulchan Aruch, are not going to win out against the Gaonim that the Rambam is quoting. So here, even though one would have expected, or perhaps not been surprised, if the Ramah would have been a little bit more makel on the Shaila, because let's not forget the Balei HaTosfos, who note the somewhat lahokdel, Rabbeinu Tam was basically makel straight out on the non-Jewish teachers of Bizman Hazeh, and the other Balei HaTosfos were willing to concede that there was a good Svar lahokdel in places where they're not Ma'amid and Renit. So comes the Ramah and says, V'chein ha-minik. The Ramah puts his two words and says also that the Ashkenazim were machmer also, that ha-minik is to asar, afilu ha-minik ba-asavim also. The ein lifritz geder, then he quotes in the Beis Yosef, says that you're not supposed to break any fences over here. In other places the Ramah writes, in about other areas of Halacha, poetz ged yishchenu nachash. So I guess he left out the nachash here, he didn't want to bring the nachash back into the story of the cheese. But I call upon the Ramah is basically going along with the Psach and the Mechabe. However, the Ramah does kind of, under his breath, gives you a little bit of a kula. If not in those places where they have an age-old practice of being mekel, So then, like Yeshtem and Milismach, those who are makel to eat the non-Jewish cheeses, you can't say that they're crazy, you can't say they're totally wrong. They had Gedolei Olam to rely on. They had Rabbeinu Tam. They had Ramesh Adarshan. Rashi quotes in every other Rashi. Ramesh Adarshan probably ate non-Jewish cheese because he was a brother of the Gaon in Navona. So the Ramos says, those